We would like to speak to you a bit about power, because you are coming into a time when your own power is going to be needed in order to correct the world that has, shall we say, gone astray in this time. Power in the feminine sense from Mother God is not the same as patriarchal power. We want to make one thing clear. From Father God, the power is clean. From Mother God, the power is clean, but the movement of the power is different. And so as we look at power, we want to understand that we have access to both kinds. And there are times when one kind will be called for, and other times when another kind will be called for. And so you know about the masculine kind because that is, shall we say, more approved of in the culture you live in. But that is the power that when you see something that needs to be corrected or built or repaired, the energy moves straight forward to do that. And that is good. Now, we want to make a distinction. That is clean masculine power. That is from Father God. Patriarchal power is not like that. Patriarchal power sees that something needs to be done and begins to work with who they can make do it for them. Not that they enter themselves, but they work into a manipulation of who they can get to do that work for them, and then they can take credit for it. And that is the kind of power that we are not liking so much anymore. We have all had, we've seen plenty of that, and we don't need any more. But when you build something, that is good masculine power moving forward. It is like, in order to have this, I will do this and this and this. And that is a beautiful use of the power from Father God. Now, the power from Mother God is different, because what it does is it measures what you are dealing with. It is characterized by knowing the whole of what needs to be influenced or changed, not just one line of it, but the whole of it. And very often, in feminine power from Mother God, the first movement is not out, it is in. And what it says to you is, decide where you are with what is going on, and then empower where you are. And in its, depending on the situation, it is the more powerful use of your own energy. Now, when you think about that, when you look at a situation and it is all out of balance, and you see that you do not want to attack whatever this is, then here's a key phrase: because it will cause more war. The nature of the use of feminine power is it does not cause war. It holds the power of peace. And there is a magnetism about it, so people are drawn into that because many people want peace. So when you enter a situation and you look at the entire situation and then you go into you and you say, where am I? Where am I with what is going on? How do I empower where I am? Rather than pushing out and trying to do something about where everyone else is, I empower where I am, and then I hold it. sometimes it is described as getting bigger. Getting bigger, but not at war, but by strengthening inside and your knowledge of the whole situation and choosing your place. So what happens with feminine power? If what you want in a situation is for the good of the situation, anyone else, whether they're speaking or not, who is drawn toward the good of that situation and can see it, they will be drawn to you. And together we will say, we can make this better. Note together, because feminine power attracts. It pulls in what is good and then uses it for whatever the situation needs. Now, the other thing that feminine power can do is evaluate and say, there is no good way for this to come out. These people have declared war. They are going to fight. I know where I am with that fighting. I do not want it. I am going to leave. And that, too, is power. So as you begin to understand your choices in situations, in the feminine, you have this broad spectrum, this range where you can see a larger thing going on, not just one thing going on, but a larger thing. And when you know where you are and you hold with it, you might say something, you might not, but those who want peace will join you. And that is the power of using the feminine energy for the thing that you want to interface with. And once again, we are not talking about a bad power either way, but we are talking about choosing, saying, oh, one of those powers is going to work here better. And I get to choose because I am capable of using both. And I'm going to decide what this situation requires for highest good to happen. And remember, always, if you see what a situation is and that there is no way for it to get peaceful or to get better, you leave it. If you see and feel that other people around you actually want peace but may not know how to speak about it, then that is when you hold that peace inside of yourself and speak. There, you have a phrase even. You can speak your peace. And we mean this literally. You are speaking peace. And if those around you want peace as well, they will be drawn to you and they will support you. So the situation is the thing that determines your evaluation of the situation, is the thing that determines which kind of power you want to use. Now, this is where we want to eliminate one of the kinds of power that we have been taught. And we know none of you really are drawn to this anymore, although you have all walked through it. And that is the power of manipulation. And that power makes you behave as though you do not have power. And so you are flirtatious, perhaps, with someone in power, or you are critical, or it is all lower level interaction. And we will never criticize woman for being manipulative, because for a long time that was all that was available to you when you wanted to have any kind of power. But as we move in our understanding of what kinds of clean power are available to us, we can put away those kinds of power that perhaps were not as clean as we wish they had been. Were they our fault? They were not. In other words, we were given one road to follow to get things done, to get what we needed, to get what we wanted. But now we know more about our choices. We know more about ourselves. And this lesson is a lesson about your choice. You look at the whole of a situation, and then you choose. You choose. And again, the choice can be, I can build this, and I will build it. And that is clean masculine energy. The other choice is, there's complexity in this situation, but I know, because I can feel, there are other people here who want peace. And so I am going to go into my own center. I'm going to draw peace into my body. I'm going to speak my peace. And then if others have that in them as well, they will join you. If there is not enough of that, you have left a truth in the situation, and then you leave. So these are the things you are going to be needing in the time ahead, and not as far as you might think. So we are going to take a few moments and discuss this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Now see that there is a road ahead of you, and see that the road goes far, and that as you walk down the road, you will find at every stop an energy that you need. So as you walk down the road before you, feel the power of the clean masculine. And feel that you are stronger and your body becomes upright as you walk. And you feel your power to master the road. And you move a bit further. And you begin to see the flowers that are growing all around the road. And the tree that stands by the road. And you move to the feminine, and you embrace the tree, and the part of you that loves beauty is fed by all the things that you see around the road. And then you move back to the road again, and you are balanced. The masculine and the feminine have balanced inside of you. And you come to a place where the energy is freedom. And in that freedom, you can feel the universe sending you all that you need to have any of the powers that you need on your path. And feel your body become accustomed to that support and happy for that support to be there. Now find that you're in your heart center. See the beauty of your heart center, all that you have created, and feel a light come on in your heart center. And see the places where you go for comfort, the places where you go to rest, the places where you go for ideas and inspiration. And see that they all live here in your heart, along with all of your gifts and all of your love, here safely in your heart center. And see that a path illuminates, and you walk to that path, and as you step onto the path, you let go of the world. Let it fall off your back and your shoulders. And you step onto the path of free one. And the air is full of blessings. And you take them all because they are all for you. And the path moves you up as the air becomes lighter and the energy becomes lighter. And you move up. And you come to a place where the energy is dense and where it is a kind of energy that you want to change. And look at that dense energy without judgment, but simply see that it is dense. And see that you've been given a wand with light in it. And you touch the dense, and you, everywhere the light goes, the density breaks up. And you touch it with light, and it breaks up. And you touch it with light, and it breaks up. Now see that free of the density, there is a beautiful golden heart. And it is your heart. But it is also the heart that the universe gives you. So when the density has dispersed, there is the clarity of love. And you step onto the path again. And the path moves you up without effort. Moves you higher. And you come to the place of revelation. And this is an energy that gives you the information that you need for the moment that you are in. And that information is full of respect and understanding and light. And you breathe in that information. And you let it become a part of your heart so that it can speak to you when it is time for you to hear. Step back onto the path. Let the path move you up to the place of the gift. And resting the mind, find your gift. And know that your teacher is here with you. And receive the teacher's blessing. And thank the teacher for being with you, for guiding you, for walking with you through all of the challenges. But always with you. And turn and begin to come back down the path. And breathe in the blessings. Come back into your heart center. And breathe into the center of your body. To balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,